My soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
It is 6 o'clock, 72 degrees as you walk outside. 91 is going to be the high today. It's going to be mostly clear. Got some clouds up there. No rain, though. No rain. You have nothing to worry about. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, holding things down for the morning madhouse. You know, Larry's normally in here around this time, and he's telling you why he's mad. But, you know, I do something different. We already started off with some sad stories. So I want to tell you why I'm glad this morning. I had an opportunity to participate in something phenomenal yesterday. I want to tell you all about it. Shout out to Steve Smith, former Carolina Panther. Got a call a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me that he needed to find some kids for a great opportunity. So I reached out to my friends over at Right Moves for Youth, reached over to my friends over at Successful Start Learning Academy, over at McCrory YMCA, and a Child's Place, and said, hey, I need y'all to find me some kids. So yesterday we met up with those kids over at Academy Sports and Outdoors. And Academy Sports and Outdoors offered those kids $100 to go shopping in the store and buy whatever they want, right? Great opportunity. But then Steve Smith steps in. He shows up. Not only does he show up, but then he doubles it. So each kid got $200 to shop at that store. And Steve was running around there shopping with the kids. It was awesome to see. Those kids were so excited and so deserving of that opportunity. And you know, sometimes, you know, our professional athletes, they go out here and they give so much of themselves during the season. You know, they're doing foundation work, they're giving their heart and their soul out there on the field, that by the time they retire, you know, they really want to take the time and spend it with family. And that's understandable, because they spent years in the league giving themselves to everyone, having to share themselves with everyone, you know, and their family sort of misses out. So they go home and they spend with their family. But Steve has been consistently giving back to North Carolina, Carolinas, South Carolina, the Charlotte area, even though he's retired. And so it was just great to be there to witness that, to see that, and to be a part of that. So I wanted to share that with you all. If you all want to see pictures of it, I have it up on my Instagram page, at Hey Miss Jessica. Shout out to Steve Smith. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors for putting that together. Each of the kids walked away with book bags, stuff with school supplies. And shout out to the Steve Smith Family Foundation. His son was out there. And let me tell y'all something about Steve. Steve know how to shop. Steve knows how to shop. He looked at one of the kids, and the kid was like, I'm about to get the new LeBrons. And he said, no, look, you got $200. We're going to maximize on this opportunity. And he was taking them around, and he was on a clearance rack picking out the hottest clothes. I mean, those kids were walking out with shoes galore, clothes galore. It was a great opportunity. So once again, thank you to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thank you to Steve Smith, and thank you to the Steve Smith Family Foundation for that opportunity. Like I said, you want to see pictures from it, log on to my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica. Gonna have more details about it on our website, power98fm.com. Coming up, I got your Madhouse Great Debate, so don't you go anywhere. Find out what we're great debating about today. Definitely want your input on it. Let's get into this. Khalid, Megan Thee Stallion. It's called Talk. It's the remix here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning. Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 607 here in the Queen City, 72 degrees. As you walk outside, 91 is going to be the high for today. It's going to be a good day. Good Thursday. I go by the name of Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Still in here holding things down for the morning madhouse. You know, around this time, we do the Madhouse Great Debate. It is being brought to you by Erykah Badu and Goody Mob. They are coming to the Queen City. They're going to be live at the Bojangles Coliseum on Friday, October 4th. Make sure you keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. For more details about it, log on to power98fm.com. You know who else is coming with them? CeeLo Green. So you definitely want to catch that show. That one is going to be very, very good. All right, Madhouse Great Debate today. If you're new to the show, this is what we do. We give y'all a little topic, and we let you debate it out on our Instagram pages. And today we're talking about water, right? I saw this one on my buddy Brandon's page. And the question was, number one, does water have a taste? Does water have a taste? But I really want to know, what's the best water? What's the best brand of water? Is it Aquafina? Is it Dasani? Is it Fiji? Whatever it is, what is the best brand of water? in your opinion? Now, listen, what y'all not going to do is judge me when I tell y'all my pick. All right. So get the judgment out of your heart right now. But I am a fan of Dasani. All right. Like, let me just put it all out there. I am a fan of Dasani. And y'all make me feel real bad when I admit that, because everybody's like, ugh, Dasani, ugh, disgusting. I like Dasani. I like Dasani. So that's my pick. And you know what else I'm a fan of? I'm also a fan of, like, the Walmart off-brand water. But, yeah, if I'm going into the store real quick to pick up a thing of water, I'm probably going to pick up Dasani. But what's your pick? I want to know, what's the best brand of water out there? Hit me up on my Instagram page right now, at Hey Miss Jessica, or you can always leave it on the voicemail, 704-227-8780. That's where you can go to chime up about anything that's going on in the show. And we're going to be checking in with the voicemail coming up next, all right? So keep it locked. Don't you go anywhere. We're Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Chris Brown, Drake, the name of it, No God, in 637 here in the Queen City. 72 degrees, 91 is going to be your high. It's Thursday, it's 637, it's time for a crazy news story.
That's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy, that's crazy. That's crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right. I gotta bring my brother Shark in on this one. I need your help with this one. Here's a crazy news story that is coming out of Berlin, Germany. There is a man who has been suffering from he set up a GoFundMe page because he needs help, because he is suffering from a quote unquote potential life threatening erection. All right. And he's had it for the past 2 weeks. Life-threatening erection for the past 2 weeks. And he's asking for money because he needs it for rehab and travel expenses after his swelling goes down.
He might have had 2 million blue diamonds.
So here's what happened. This was bought on after he was experimenting with an alternative version of a drug meant to treat erectile dysfunction. He was messing around with some drugs and mixing stuff up, doing some things. And now it's all messed up. And it's just life-threatening. Life-threatening.
It could be frustrating.
He has collected over $700. On his GoFundMe page to help him out with this.
That don't sound like he's close to his goal.
The condition actually has a name. It's called priapism. Priapism. So, they say the pain on a scale of 1 to 10 is past 10. It hurts bad. It hurts bad. So I bring you in on this conversation because I want to know, Madhouse Nation, like, have y'all ever experimented with some of these drugs?
No, ma'am.
Like, I want to know. You know, they sell this stuff in, like, the gas station. Y'all have seen it, like, the horny toad and
scared to death.
Yeah,
like I am.
Although, y'all have seen this stuff in the gas station. But I'm wondering, like, have y'all ever experimented with this? And what was the effect of it? I am curious. I want to know. Give me a call, 570-WPEG.
I will not answer this.
You can remain anonymous. You don't have to say your name or anything like that. But I'm just curious, like, have you ever experimented with this? And what was the effect of it? Or ladies, have you ever been with a man who did experiment with this? And, like, what happened? I'm just curious. I'm wondering.
Them black cats do be selling out at the gas station.
But I'm also wondering, like, as a man, if you do take it, do you tell your woman? Or do you just show up like, bam, I'm here?
Well, you show up like the doctor for surgery. What do you mean? Do you tell? No way.
You don't tell your woman that you took it?
I'm here for... PJ Shark here for duty. Captain Morgan on it.
570-WPEG. I need to hear from y'all today, nosy neighbors. It is our crazy news story of the morning.
We keeps it busy in the city, man.
The Power 98 summer block parties have been taking over your city with music artists. And the last block party will be coming August 17th. We're invading the campus of JCSU for the last block party. You won't believe who we've got.
You taking pictures, know your angles. Perfect, but we down close. Ooh, you give me something I can pay for. That's what it's like loving.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 651 here in the Queen City. It is Crazy News Thursday. Story is coming straight out of Berlin, out of Germany, about a man who had a potentially life-threatening erection for 2 weeks. And he set up a GoFundMe account to raise money to help him with his rehab and travel expenses after the swelling in his lower region go down.
I thought they had free insurance.
It doesn't cover life-threatening erections. He actually raised about $700 on his GoFundMe page. So I'm asking Madhouse Nation, I would like to know, fellas, I bought in Shark for this conversation. Fellas, have you ever taken one of those pills that you got out of the gas station? And what exactly was your experience if you did take it? Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is, you want to say your name?
Yes, Thomas.
Well, thank you so much, Common, for calling up here and sharing with me this morning.
Thank you for having me. I have a good one.
You too. I appreciate that. I appreciate him being so open and wanting to share. Look, fellas, if you can stay anonymous. I won't put your name out there. 570-WPEG, or you can always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. But I want to know about this.
Listen, man, if there's one thing about our people, we going to put it all on the line.
Stand
up when it's time to stand up. I'm telling you that.
More on this whole life-threatening erection coming up after this. The baby, Nicki Minaj, should.
I just signed a deal. I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go where I want, good. Play if you want, let's do it. I'm a young CEO, sure, yeah.
Power 98, yeah. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is 6:57 here in the Queen City, 72 degrees outside with a high of 91. Time for us to get back into this crazy news story.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so this one is coming out of Berlin, Germany. It's about a man who set up a GoFundMe account because he had a life-threatening erection that lasted for over 2 weeks. He actually raised $700 on his GoFundMe page. That money is supposed to be going towards his rehab and travel expenses after the swelling in that area goes down. I feel like I'm being so immature with this, but I am genuinely curious. Have any of my nosy neighbors out there taken these pills? Because that's what happened. He was mixing some pills, trying to come up with his own little concoction. He mixed some stuff up and he ended up with a life-threatening erection for 2 weeks.
Well, I'm on blood pressure pills. I started out with 3. I only take 1 today, so it seems like I'm going to be off of them soon.
Uh-huh.
And soon as that day comes, I'm going to get some rhinos.
Don't, well.
Just one, right?
Listen. That fella was hilarious. We got more people on the line. Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
This is anonymous.
Okay.
The girl went and made me a sandwich or 2 after that.
What's in a sandwich?
That's how you know you laid it down. Is that the determining factor on if the pill worked? If you get a sandwich afterwards?
Yeah, you get something to eat. Ask if you want something to drink. Yeah. You delivered.
What the hell did I walk into?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, we're going to have to tell you about that in a minute. Coming up, it is Shine. We're going to let the light shine on some people that are doing great things in the world. If you know someone you want to send them a shout out, a birthday shout out, anniversary, whatever it is, give us a call right now, 570-WPEG.
This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. And home of No Limit Larry.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Cowboy, envy me. It is 724 in the Queen City. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Thursday, August 15th, being brought to you by The Big Cut. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited. It is back. It's my fourth annual Big Cut. Free haircuts for school-age kids in the area. And I have the best barbers. I've got about 20 of them. And my brother is back, DJ Butterfingers. He's going to handle the music. We got prizes and more. It's all going down Sunday, August 25th from 2 until 6 p.m. at the McCrory YMCA, 3801 Beatty's Ford Road. Make sure you log on to power98fm.com for more details about it. It's being brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile and sponsored by the Triple P program. Yesterday, the verdict in the ASAP Rocky Sweden assault case came down and the rapper was found guilty. Now, fortunately, he was given a suspended sentence, which means that he's not going to have to serve any jail time. Unfortunately, he is going to have to pay the victim in that case a fine. Rocky took to his Instagram page to express his disappointment about the verdict, but he also thanked his fans, supporters, label, and management who advocated for his justice on his behalf. So you can check out his full statement on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Jay-Z and the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell held a joint press conference at the Roc Nation office to discuss their new entertainment and community activism partnership. But some people are calling Hove out about the collaboration. One person in particular is Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend, Nessa. She believes that the deal is a PR stunt for the NFL that is intended to clean up the mess created by the Colin Kaepernick controversy. She says that she's still a fan of Jay-Z, but was frustrated that he was working with an organization that continues to deny Colin Kaepernick opportunities. Cardi B wants to do an all-female rap collaboration. The superstar won't say who she has in mind, but there are four of them, and she says she has a fifth unsigned person that she also wants to use. She's being very secretive, but she says that she has a Lil' Kim song that she would like to flip. She says that it is not ladies' night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
AKA not tonight. Cardi is back in the studio and says that she does feel the pressure to follow up the success of her debut album. I'm excited. I can't wait to get another album from Cardi B. Ballots are out for nominations for the Country Music Association Awards, and voters are struggling to decide how to recognize Lil Nas X's Old Town Road. The song is now the longest running number one song in the history of the Billboard Hot 100 charts. The CMA voters, they're comprised of musicians, producers, songwriters, and professionals and country radio employees. There is one who is a big hit maker, Shane McAllen. I don't know how to pronounce the name. I need to run down there to WSOC and find out about it. But he is a big hit maker in the country world. He says that while he was impressed with the song, he never felt that it's really country to him. So we'll see. Final nominations are going to be announced at the end of August, and the show is going to air November 13th. We'll see if he makes the nomination ballot. Happy birthday to Chief Keef, Nipsey Hussle, and Anthony Anderson. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, the neighborhood. Power 98.
All right, I need you to tell me what I said about Cardi B and the Nosy Neighbor News, and you're going to go see 21 Savage tonight. Caller number 9, I'm looking for you, 570-WPEG. Good morning.
Power98FM.com is your one stop for everything.
It's 7:40 here in the Queen City, and around that time, we got to talk to you, Madhouse Nation, nosy neighbors. We got to find out what you think about it. And today, we are talking Jay-Z and the NFL. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
Our 740 question of the day is being sponsored by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicle, simple financing, all credit levels. You better ride today. All right. 740 question of the morning. I just told you all in the Nosy Neighbor News, some people ain't really feeling Jay-Z's decision to work with the NFL. In this partnership, he is going to be in charge of their entertainment and community activism partnership. Specifically, one of the things that he's going to have to do is plan the entertainment for the Super Bowl halftime show. Some people are like, nah, Jay-Z, how do you do this? You even performed wearing a Colin Kaepernick jersey. How do you, you know, say that you support Colin Kaepernick, but then go out here and work with the organization that won't even give him a job because of what he is standing for? And one of those people that's being very vocal about that is Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend. She's a radio personality up in New York, and she was actually on the air yesterday. She says that she believes that this is a PR stunt for the NFL, for them to work with Jay-Z. Do you think it is a bad idea for Jay-Z to work with the NFL in this capacity? Do you agree with his decision? Let us know. 704-227-8780. What do you think, Shark?
Man, Jay-Z from the streets. So this is the way I'm looking at it. He's putting on a con. He's going to con his way in the door and do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. But the only way to do it is to get in. You can't do it if you ain't in it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it like that. He coming from the street angle. I'm going to get in here. And I'm going to get mad all you want. But in the end, he going to be laughing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just say it's too early, you know what I mean, to call what he doing. But I know it's a plan. I think in the worst case scenario, he might get him back. But at this point, 3 years out of the league, I don't care who you are. Nobody wants you.
What you think, Bert?
You can't get Colin Kaepernick. Jay-Z can't get him a job. But I'm like, what do people want? What do you want? They were complaining about the halftime show when it was all white. They wanted more black people. Nobody was complaining when Beyonce did her performance at a halftime show. Nobody was complaining when Bruno Mars did his halftime. Nobody. So what do they want Jay-Z to do? That's what they're upset with him, but what do they want him to do? In order to fix something, like Shark said, you got to get in there. You got to face it.
And, you know, he actually spoke about the halftime show. Someone asked him, you know, weren't you telling Travis Scott not to perform at the halftime show? And Jay-Z said, yes, I told him not to perform, but I didn't tell him not to perform because of what was going on. I told him not to perform because they wanted him to play second fiddle to somebody else, and he had a top-notch year. He had a great year, and he shouldn't have been coming up second. He should have been the headline for that show. And so that's why I told him not to participate. Here's my opinion on this situation. Jay-Z is a smart businessman, and I agree with you, Shark. You have to have a seat at the table.
Just like a job.
You gotta have a seat at the table in order to make an impact. You gotta have a seat at the table. Jay-Z is a smart businessman. He can get in there. He can make change. And if they don't allow him to, guess what he can do?
Quit.
He can walk.
Like Magic
Johnson. He can walk. He'll still be fine. But at least we have somebody out there who is socially conscious that has shown that he wants to make a difference. And now he has a seat at the table. He's not a dummy. And so, and like I said, if they try to play him, he'll recognize it and he can walk and he'll be just fine. But if we want to see some changes in the NFL, I think it's great that Jay-Z is sitting at the table and he now has an opportunity to make those changes.
The song says, I don't need you, you need me. And a year or two later, who shows up at his door? Exactly. So you go up in, the boy got to play it, he know what he's doing. Sit back and
people
chill.
Complaining from the sidelines, man. Jay-Z doing something.
But hey, I want to hear from you, Madhouse Nation. You might give me a different perspective to think about, different way to think about it, or whatever. So leave it on our voicemail. 704 877-8780. How do you feel about Jay-Z partnering with the NFL for their entertainment and community activism? It is our 740 question of the morning. Coming up, Mr. Incognito is live in the kitchen with that mix. Don't go anywhere. Charlotte's plug. Power 98. Good morning.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us at all.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is 825 here in the Queen City. We got a situation, and this person needs your help. All right, it says, Dear Madhouse, I just got out of a five-year relationship. It's been really tough, and I'm trying to be strong. My old college sweetheart popped back up, and he's been helping me with that. He's supportive, caring, and he makes me feel so special. There is one red flag. He won't tell me where he lives. He claims that a tree fell on his house and that he's been staying at his mom's house. Don't laugh at this, y'all. This is somebody's real true story, all right? She goes on to say, that really bothers me. So I told him that it is unfair that he has 100% access to me and I don't have the same in return. So I couldn't continue with him. So he finally came clean. He told me that he purchased the house with his ex-fiance, and because it is still partially her house, he didn't think that it was appropriate for me to be there. He says that she's moved out and they are trying to sell the house. Now, I understand why he didn't want me to come over there. I'm fine with that. But he shouldn't have lied to me. What do I do now? Should I forgive him or should I move forward and cut him out completely? Madhouse Nation, that is what this woman wants to know. 570-WPEG. I got Shark in front of me. I got Burpee in front of me. And I got Darren Brand, a.k.a. Big Baby, in front of me. And I don't know who to go to first. Okay, so we're going to do one. We're going to take one. And then we're going to go get some people on the phone line. What do you got, Shark?
I had a situation happen to me, actually.
Okay. Of course you did, Shark. Of course you did.
I tried to figure this out.
So what you got on it? Did she cut her off? Did she cut him off completely?
No. I'll just maybe give it another 30 days to see if he, I guess, maybe lie about something else and then cut him off. I don't know. Then again, he could have just told the truth.
He could have just told the truth.
What situation did you have? Did you actually have a tree fall on your house?
No. I could never go over her house. She always wanted to pull up
on
my
house. Oh, you could go to her house?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Take me
so what do you think? Do you think that she should cut him off or do you think that she should stay with him?
Man, I mean, lying about a tree falling on your house is a major lie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he gonna lie about a tree falling in the house, I mean, just think about the small lies. I mean, he started out with a big lie. Well, you know, my house had a tree falling. There's that. That's why I'm always over here.
So,
hey, how far are you from the house? 12. You're lying. 20. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's doomed for life.
So you saying cut him off completely?
Lie, first of all, if you go lie, like, don't lie that big that early. Like, he lied big. Like,
huge.
Yeah, that's huge. Okay. Like, yeah.
All right. Let's get some people on the phone line. Madhouse Nation, Nosy Neighbors, what do you think? 570-WPEG. Get on the phone line right now. Let us know. Should she cut this man off or should she forgive him and give him a second chance?
Unless he taking them blue rhinos, she don't mind.
It's the situation. Power 98. Good morning.
Oh. Get the latest news and celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And find out.
Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Thursday and it's a situation. Let's check it out. All right, today's letter reads, Madhouse, I just got out of a five-year relationship. It's been really tough, and I'm trying to be strong. And my old college sweetheart popped back up and has been helping me out with that. He's supportive, caring, and he makes me feel so special. But there's one red flag. He won't tell me where he lives. He claims that a tree fell on his house and that he has been staying at his mom's house. That really bothered me, so I told him that it's unfair that he has 100% access to me, and I don't have the same in return, so I couldn't continue to be with him. He finally came clean and told me that he purchased a house with his ex-fiance, and because it's still partially still her house, he didn't think that it was appropriate for me to be there. He says that she has moved out and they're trying to sell the house. Now,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I understand why he didn't tell me, why he didn't want me to come over there, but he shouldn't have lied to me. What do I do now? Should I forgive him and move forward, or should I cut him off completely? Power 98, good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning. I want to talk about this lady that's talking about her man with the tree on the house.
Okay.
On the house. Let me see the tree.
Yeah, it's not looking too good for brother. Power 98, good morning. Go ahead, what you got, man?
Good morning. She need to cut him off. This situation actually happened to me. The person had a lie to him. Cut him off.
So you just going to laugh like that, Darren Rand? You just going to laugh like that during her her comment?
I just feel like a lot of people say they would leave, but in the situation, they'd be like, okay. people be live for the radio.
Power 98, good morning. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning. All right. Honestly, she got to cut him off because he probably had no girl on the side the whole time.
All right, Preppy. Go ahead, Preppy.
At what point do we say, okay, look, come on now. Y'all really believe this lie? A whole tree fell on this man's house?
Well, hold on. Time out. I know this situation. I'm friends with this person that's in the situation. Uh-huh. There was actually a storm that came through. And it really sounds crazy. There was a storm that came through and it did do some damage. And so there is some damage to the house. There is a possibility that a tree fell on the house. It wasn't far fetched. The tree was not far fetched.
I got a leash and a possible. No, this man ain't no ex in front of the fiance. He got a whole family in that house. That's why he ain't want you to come over there. Why you think y'all always went to dates in the car? Y'all ain't go nowhere. If y'all went somewhere, you went back to your house. You went through a drive through and came back to your house, man. He don't want to be with you.
Mm.
He keeping you on the side, ma'am, and this is coming from experience.
From the man that told somebody a tree fell on my house. Hello? Darren, what you got on it?
I just felt like that was the wrong kind of lie to start with. I'm still stuck on that, y'all. That's a very big lie. That's like, hey, you got any kids? Nah. And then they find your Facebook, it's you and the family of three, and you post it, y'all got matching sweaters. And just some lies, just, you know what I'm saying? That won't no baby lie, like, yeah, I work at so-and-so, but I really work at the Shell gas station. Nah, like, you really lied and said I...
Okay, let me ask this.
Okay.
Let's take the tree out of it.
No more bark.
And he just would not tell her where he lives. He's just like, for whatever reason, he won't tell her where he lives. And then finally he comes clean and he's like, I didn't tell you. So I didn't tell you because of this. Throw the whole tree out. Mm-hmm. Do you take him back?
Bruh, in this day and age, it's too much craziness for you to talk to somebody and not know what they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something you establish early. Like, what's your name? Okay, where you live? That's like the third question. So if you lock that out for 60 days, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I think they started off bad.
Okay.
I got it. I got it. So I'm still on his side. So this is what I got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say the crazy women have the best. So maybe she's crazy. Because you know when somebody say, boy, she crazy, but that thing, and guess what we do? Inbox them. So maybe she just looked crazy and he wanted to know where he lived at.
Listen, my thing is, and like I said, I know the situation. This is a friend of me. I told her, I said, you got to leave him.
Yeah.
You got to leave him because first of all, this was a dumb lie.
Yeah.
Throw the whole tree out.
It wasn't even a smart lie.
Throw the tree out.
Yeah.
Throw the tree out. He made sense. It makes sense. I can't bring you over here because if his story is true, it makes sense. The woman can't go over there. You share that house with your ex-fiance. Y'all trying to work through that. It makes sense. There was no reason for you to lie about
that. She can't go over there because a tree fell through the living room. That's why she can't go over there.
Hold on. Time out. let me finish. If what you're saying is true,
right,
there was no need to lie about that. And so, therefore, if you're starting off and you're lying about stupid stuff this early, you're going to continue to lie throughout the relationship. You got to let this one go. You cannot sit in this. Now, here is an option. Here is an option if you feel like you want to stay in it. What you do?
Oh, she's staying.
What you do is you pick up the phone and you say, "I need to talk to the fiance to find out if this is true."
Right.
I need to talk to the fiance to find out. That's complex and all that kind of stuff. And it's in like Shark said, it's very, very early for that. And who wants to go through that in the beginning stages of a relationship?
This is what I'm saying.
But if you want to stay, that is an option for you. But my advice to you is get out. He's a liar.
Listen, a tree fell through my house while I wasn't there, and that's why. Yeah, her name on the lease. But listen to me, I'm staying at my mom. Come on to my mama house, let's do it in the twin bed.
If he would have been vulnerable and be like, "Hey, this is really what's going on. I'm naked with you. I'm really nervous about talking about this," that would be great. But my brother said a tree fell on his head. boom. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be 5 years later, they're going to be dating. She'll be like, "Oh, the tree." It's never going to go away.
Never can they have a picnic outside or anything like that.
Look at all these trees. I hope one don't fall on us.
More with this situation. If you can't get through on the phone line, leave your comment on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat, so you can put that
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.